92.7 WMAY, Springfield's News and Talk. It is Mike Wimacher. Honored to have our next guest on. You know her from her various shows and appearances on Food Network. You can actually see her tomorrow night on her new show, Food Network NFL Tailgate Takedown. Welcome to the show, celebrity chef Sunny Anderson. Good morning, Sunny.
Hey, Mike. Thanks for having me. I am having a better morning than I expected. I'm so happy to hear the good news about Damar Hamlin and him breathing on his own. And hopefully pulling out of the woods.
Oh, yeah, I know all us NFL fans, our thoughts and prayers are with him and his family. It was definitely something that you never want to see, but great news this morning, and we are so happy for that. And, you know, tailgates are an important part of the atmosphere when it comes to the NFL experience. So tell us a little bit about this show that you're doing, the NFL Tailgate Takedown.
Well, you're right. You know, the NFL, no matter what team you're going for, there are a couple of things that really tie us together. We love sports and we love food. And, you know, anytime you can combine the two, it's a win. So the NFL teaming up with Food Network, first ever time doing that for a show, is pretty, you know, phenomenal. It's the NFL Tailgate Takedown, like you said. And basically, we just travel to various NFL cities, and what we do is we fly in tailgaters from the opposing team, the away team, to tailgate against the home team. And we have three rounds of competition, you know, which are a lot of fun. We challenge them to make a dip in one round, and then the next round is like, give us something handheld so we can have a beer in the other hand or, you know, a mixed drink. And then the last one is just give us a smorgasbord, just with the bacchanalia of it all. And every single city that we go to, not only does the home team really bring it, but the away team brings it as well. And why not? Because you're going to get bragging rights. And then another one of the prizes, other than bragging rights, which I think is pretty priceless, is you get tickets to the game that night on the 50-yard line. And then you also get presented by an NFL VIP the Young Barty Trophy. it's a lot of fun. You know, we have a good time. We're eating. The tailgaters are cooking. And the judges are judging. And my co-host is Vince Wilfork, which, if you're familiar, he's a Patriots Hall of Famer. Mm-hmm. He just got inducted. Definitely first ballot Hall of Famer. And all-around cool dude that likes to eat. So, perfect casting, huh?
Yeah, I was going to say, what was it like working with Vince? Because not only you say big dude, but he's a big personality in and of himself.
Yeah, man. You know, like, first of all, I'm a Giants fan. So, as soon as I heard I'd be working with the Patriots.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah, I was like, come on. Are you guys serious? Like, I get my dream job, and now I got to work with a Patriot?
No.
But as soon as they said Vince, I was in, man, like, because, like you said, who doesn't remember him in the overalls, you know what I mean?
Right.
Who doesn't remember him on Thanksgiving Day with that big old turkey leg, you know, at the end of the game? You know, this is, he's a big guy, big personality, and guess what? Even bigger heart. We really bonded. He got married on a Saturday and showed up to work with his wife on a Sunday,
geez. Holy cow.
This is how cool not only he is, but his wife is. We were just instant family. So to have him on, stewarding our way through these various cities, I mean, we even stopped and did a Patriots game. It was just lots of fun. Obviously, he comes in with a wealth of knowledge about the game.
Yep.
And I come in with a lot of tailgating vibes. You know, the players don't get to tailgate.
Right.
So this was a lot of fun for him to actually get to tailgate, eat some of this food, and enjoy shining a light on these tailgating chefs.
We're joined by celebrity chef Sunny Anderson. You can see her on the Food Network show, NFL Tailgate Takedown, premiering tomorrow night. What is, you know, you mentioned the handheld component of, you know, one of the rounds of the competition to go with either a beer or a mixed drink. To you, what is the key to a good tailgate? Is it food that you can kind of eat on the run? What is the key to a great tailgate?
Yeah, I mean, you hit it right there. Because to me, tailgating is like, it's the everyday version of one of those parties you go to where it's like packed food and they've got little tiny bites, you know? It's like you really want to be able to walk around and visit with your friends. So a beer in one hand and, like, you know, holding something in the other, a hamburger, a hot dog. I don't mind the sit-down stuff. Like, you know, there's a brand of tailgater that doesn't even go inside the game. They just literally hang out in the parking lot. And they'll pitch their seats down. And, you know, for something like that, maybe I'll take a bowl of chili where you got to hold the bowl in one hand and the spoon in the other. But I really do like the walk around, you know, one thing in your hand vibe. So a lot of our tailgaters really nailed it. You know, we're cooking in the elements. We've got the fryers out there and the flat top and the pizza oven. And not every single competitor was able to really work within those elements. One day it was raining, and one day it was just scorching hot when we went to the Texans game. My wig almost slid off. It was so hot out there. But, you know, they really bring it. They really do bring it. But I really do think the key to a perfect tailgate is doing something familiar with a twist. You know, I never really present that for, like, other eating days, like Thanksgiving or Christmas. Right. Kind of like, I want you to keep it, stick to the program. But tailgating, you're allowed to kind of, you know, color outside the lines. And that's exactly what these tailgaters did for NFL Tailgate Takedown, and with great results.
I was going to say, let me follow up on that. I don't want to give too much away of the show, but what was maybe one of the more interesting dishes? And you're like, huh, I never thought of that as a possible tailgate food.
See, that's the problem with me, is everything is tailgate food if you just make it at the tailgate.
Right.
I will say there was, I never really think about dessert for a tailgate for some reason.
True. I don't either.
Because I feel like it's just all salty, savory, and washing it down with a beer. So whenever a team made a dessert, I was excited. And one team made a dessert with bagels, which I thought was odd, but it worked very well. And that's the best I could say. That's another thing I love about NFL Tailgate Takedown, is like, if you're into making tailgating food, it's a good place to kind of watch and take some notes as to what you might want to do on your next tailgate to just kind of like shock the world or have fun. And, you know, it's not like expensive stuff. It's just different.
Right, right. We're talking with celebrity chef Sunny Anderson, the new show of Food Network NFL Tailgate Takedown. Besides Vince, there's also other former players that make appearances. Obviously, you're a football fan. Was there anyone that made appearances on the show that you were kind of in awe of and like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm meeting this person?
Okay, so might sound corny, but I really enjoyed meeting the mascot for Kansas City, KC Wolf. I mean, what can I say? And then let's see. Oh,
as a Giant,
I don't want to give it away, but we had a Giant favorite show up for our first game. At the end of every NFL Tailgate Takedown game, we have a VIP show up to give away the Lombardi Trophy, and pretty amazing. But the cool thing is that I'm a fan. So, and I didn't know who was showing up. I like to be surprised as well. So when I saw these VIPs on each episode walk on set, I mean, I got excited and giddy. You know, like, can we take a selfie? You know, that kind of stuff. but forget about me. The tailgaters went ape crazy. Like, so this is a lot of fun to see these tailgaters, not only just like competing with food for the bragging rights and everything, but getting to meet some of the legends from their team.
Yeah.
Pretty awesome.
Definitely. And you're pretty awesome as well. I wish we had more time, but you also former military yourself. Your family was military, so thank you and your family for your service. I do want to ask you quickly on the way out, though, is there any meal from your time in the service that you've tried to recreate at home?
Oh, yes, definitely. My dad served in Germany, and I make Jägerschnitzel all the time and Spätzle. All the time. Jägerschnitzel is just directly translated. Jäger is a hunter. We all know that from Jägermeister.
Right.
And schnitzel is a cutlet. So it's just a fried chop. And they usually serve it with Spätzle, which is like a noodle that you make, like an eggy noodle that you boil in a pot, like most noodles. But then they toss it in like a butter or some kind of herb butter. But yeah, it's in my cookbook. I make it a lot. I love it. I love meat and potatoes. That was the best upbringing, 3 years in Germany.
Oh, yeah.
Meat and potatoes. Like, my cookbook, Sunny's Kitchen, has the smallest vegetable section ever. Like, literally. Seriously. I think it's like maybe 3 pages or maybe 3 recipes or 4. And everything else is meat and potatoes.
That's the other key to a good tailgate. Very little to no vegetables means a good tailgate.
Yeah. I don't want any vegetables, to be honest with you. Like, unless it's a potato. And my cookbook even has a wing chapter. So, you know, nice. You know what I'm all about.
Heck yeah. Sunny Anderson, it's been an absolute delight talking to you. Appreciate the time. Best luck going forward. Looking forward to the NFL tailgate takedown on Food Network. Thank you so much for the time today.
Hey, man. Thank you so much for having me.
Take care. That is celebrity chef Sunny Anderson. See her on Food Network's NFL Tailgate Takedown with co-host Vince Wilfork. It is debuting tomorrow night on Food Network. Thanks again for the time.